questions, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome to What Do You Want Instead? Conversations with host Suze Casey and the creator of Belief Repatterning. In the next hour, Suze and her guests explore significant, catalytic, and life-changing questions and invite you to be part of the conversation. Claim who you are and what you want in your life. Here's your host, Suze Casey.
Good morning and welcome to What Do You Want Instead? And you know, I was going to start today. I had a goal to start today without saying good morning on the show because I was listening yesterday afternoon and heard a replay. Well, welcome, whatever time of day you are listening. This is Suze Casey and What Do You Want Instead? And my guest today is Allison. Welcome, Allison.
Good day, Suze.
Good day, exactly. It was very strange the other yesterday afternoon. I just thought I'll type it and see who's listening, who's, you know, who's on, and there I was saying good morning, and I went, oh, it's 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Seemed a bit odd. They were replaying it, which was, it's lovely that they were replaying it. But anyway, Allison, welcome.
Hello.
Welcome to the show. Allison is a client of mine, and I've known her for years and years, and Allison agreed to work with a goal-setting process on air with our listeners. So I really appreciate you stepping up to the plate with that.
Oh, well, no problem. I hope I can be helpful and solve some of my own things at the same time.
Absolutely. And that's the real secret, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
In service to others, we often get what we need. So I appreciate that. Maybe, Allison, could you fill in listeners a little bit with what some of your past experiences have been with goal-setting?
Well, let me see. I should say that I'm not the most brilliant goal setter. I'm a little bit laissez-faire. And setting something down and achieving it, although I've done this a few times with schooling, et cetera, I find when I'm in a little bit of a stalled spot, I'm setting the next goal that I want and choosing among the multitude of choices is I'm having difficulty with.
Okay, yeah. Now, there's two things that I heard in there. One was about setting it down, writing it down. So is that a place where there's a challenge point for you?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's a pretty common challenge point.
Well, it's so easy. It doesn't really make sense. But I think it is. It's not just the writing it down. There's a whole brainstorming that goes into it, you know, before you can put it down. And a person doesn't want to make a mistake, although they say there are no mistakes, but it's nice to be on the roughly on the right track.
Right. Well, today, during today's hour, we're going to walk you through a process that'll help you know that you're on the right track.
That'll be great.
And take away some of the overwhelm. Okay? And
awesome.
So any listeners that are in at the same point, we're really welcoming people calling in. The number that you can call in on is 866-472-5792. And happy to help you because Allison will be doing some exercises as we go along and encourage you to do the same as well. If you're interested in getting the process down, and do send me an email, and I'll send you some tidbits and along the line there. So, first of all, I did give you some homework last night.
Yep.
And how did that go?
Good. I got all my separate pieces of paper here and made little lists of the six different areas.
Okay.
That you outlined.
Right. So, for people who are listening, the homework that I gave to Allison and what I would suggest that you do when you're entering into a goal setting, and this is one of the ways that helps with the overwhelm that you were talking about, is to take the areas of your life. Now, what I suggested to Allison is that she take six pieces of paper, or it even works really well if you just take one piece of paper, fold it in half, and then fold it in three. So you've got six boxes, because that way you can't write down too much and get too overwhelmed. You don't have all this big paper sitting in front of you. And write the areas of your life. And what I suggested for Allison was body, mind, spirit, family, finances, and society. There's nothing magic about those. Those are just the ones that I use because I find that they tend to kind of encompass everything. So how did you find those categories, Allison?
Good.
Great. They things seem to fit in and...
Yep, you could put just about everything in there, I think.
Okay.
Some of them cross over.
Mm-hmm.
But I
yes.
think it covers most things.
Yeah, well, and the crossover is an interesting concept because it's not really that some of them cross over. They all do.
Right.
Right? If we're having challenges in our relationship, it happens at work, which often can relate in finances. Or if we're having physical challenges with our health, it often, you know, plays off with the family and the finances as well. And if we're unhappy where we're living in a society with which we're in, then it often makes things difficult for our mind and our spirit. So Yeah, they do overwhelm. And so the boxes are a little bit artificial, but they do just help kind of compartmentalize things a bit, especially when you're feeling overwhelmed.
Yeah.
So did you find any one of the areas that you had tons of things in?
Let's see. I think I would like to work on my financial goals and what, because I'm currently in a house with my brother, and we both have our different long-term plans. And I want to have a better direction with where I want to go with my life, separate from our investment here in this house that we're in.
Okay, great. So just before we get kind of, and this is the thing that happens all the time with goal setting, people just want to get right to the solution. But when you were writing down, did you notice that any one of those six areas had like a longer list? Was it the financial area?
It's the area other than the longest list is under spirit, but I've got a bunch of things listed in there that I like to do and that I'm more comfortable with doing. And in the family and relationships, well, I guess I have a confession to make. I bought a house with my brother, which was a good financial investment, and although we get along really well, we're not planning to marry each other, but I've never been married, and I would like to have a permanent relationship with a person. I've done a lot of traveling and living in a couple of different countries in my life, and I would like to settle down and have a partner to enjoy life with. So this would be a goal, too.
Okay. So the reason I ask you about the number of things in any of the areas is that, as you pointed out, with the one under spirit, you had the longest list there, and that's where you feel most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an okay place to start for people who are listening. You know, you may want to start where you're most comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Or sometimes when you do this exercise, you look and you go, holy, I don't have anything under, let's say, mind. It's a blank.
Well, I've got a book list of reading under mind.
Okay.
Does that count?
Absolutely that counts, because that's exactly the kind of thing that I put under mind, is the books that I want to read, the courses that I want to take, conversations even that I want to have with people, those kinds of things, you know. And I'm not talking about a conversation with your next-door neighbor, but I'm saying, you know, things like I would at some point in my life love to sit down and have a conversation with, say, like Deepak Chopra or Bob Proctor or, you know, those kinds of people. So that goes under the mind pillar.
Right.
Or the mind section, okay? And I just look at these as like posts that hold up your life. And so if one of them is really shaky, it may do you well to start there.
Hmm.
Or it may do you well to start with the one where you feel strongest in, so that you can build your confidence up. There is no right or wrong when you're doing goal setting. So I just wanted to let listeners know that. I know that you want to work on your financial pillar, because that's what we talked about, was getting that financial place. But you can see how it's kind of tipping into, as you said, overlapping in the other areas. You talked about owning a house with your brother, so that obviously tips into family and relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obviously in finance, but it's also part of, you know, probably a bit in terms of your mind as well, because of the peace of mind.
Yep, absolutely.
And so those they all connect, and the division of them is merely to help with the overwhelm, because I'm going to give you a secret to goal setting. One of the wonderful things about goal setting is that if you move in a positive direction in one area of your life, everything else does moves forward as well. And what you'll find is that by merely writing those things down in those boxes, when you focus on one of the goals, and that's what we're going to be looking at, is finding the one goal that we're going to focus on and getting it really narrowed down so it means something to you. But when you focus on that one goal, other things come into place.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. It does. There's a nice little poem or quote by, what's his name, the German poet Goethe, about that.
Do you remember what it is?
It goes something like, whatever you do or believe you can do, begin it, start it now. Boldness has passion, power, and action in it. Something
magic.
Like that.
Magic in it, yeah.
It's a very inspiring little piece that I have somewhere that I should stick up.
It is a powerful little piece, and that's one of the things when you are goal setting, it's useful to have things like that keep you motivated, keep you focused on the bigger picture. So you may want to jot down to dig that one out. So you've noticed that when in your life, you know, most people have noticed that when one thing in their life goes wrong, we get a chain reaction and everything goes wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, when one thing is going right in your life, you get a chain reaction and everything goes right. So underneath the financial pillar, you have owning your own home. Is that? Or is it changing your, changing where you're living, or how have you got it jotted down?
No, it's little details. I have, like, create a 3-month cushion, do something with my financing, be more disciplined with my savings, and get organized.
Now, do any of those things really just jolly you right up and make you want to leap out of bed? And
well, this is why I don't write anything down. It's bore.
That's right.
And that's outside. Do you want to go for a bike ride?
Exactly. And that is the exact reason why people avoid goal setting, is because it's like it ends up being the gigantic list to do, and it just kind of gets you down, and you end up going for a bike ride, and all kinds of other things get in the way. When we come back after our break, we're going to help Allison work through that list of things that she's feeling is a bit draggy, and get her as excited about that as going for a bike ride. We'll be right back after our break. You're listening to Suze Casey with What Do You Want Instead?
A fresh look at today's health. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Belief repatterning assists individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. Belief repatterning technique is an extremely effective and elegant method for releasing limiting beliefs and living your life on purpose with ease and grace. This technique is available to you in a number of ways designed to meet your personal learning style and circumstances. One-on-one consultations, in person and over the phone, business and life coaching packages, courses, seminars, and conferences, and CDs and books. Additional information regarding sessions, coaching, seminars, and course offerings is available on our website, www.beliefrepattering.com, or contact our office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time at 403-862-6483, beliefrepattering.com, assisting individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs, beliefrepattering.com.
Women, do you feel that you're too old to be active, too old to be beautiful, too old to have fun, or too old to be fabulous? Well, if that's what you think, then there's good news for you. You're wrong. Tune in to Voice America every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time for Aging Outside the Box, Fabulous Women Over 50 with Shirley Mitchell. Aging Outside the Box is a fabulous, fun program that gives you every reason to feel greater than you ever have. Host Shirley Mitchell and O.E. Cruiser Small will cover phenomenal topics such as women's issues, health, diet, exercise, nutrition, faith, travel, and many other concerns for women of all ages. Feel young, feel smart, and feel fabulous by tuning in to Aging Outside the Box. Fabulous Women Over 50 with Shirley Mitchell every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to What Do You Want Instead with Suze Casey. If you're interested in joining our conversation with a question or comment, please call us, 866-472-5792. Now, here's Suze.
Hi, and welcome back. Our topic today is dreams to reality, goal setting that works. And my guest is Allison. She's a client of mine, someone I've known for a very long time. And she's been having some frustrations around goal setting in terms of getting clarity and becoming really flexible with herself when she makes a decision to do something. And I think that we might be getting to some of the crux of it in our conversation before the break, Allison. You gave me the list of things that you put down under finances and said they all bored you and you wanted to go for a bike ride.
Yes.
And that's so typical. You know, we get this big long list and then we get overwhelmed and then we go, oh, to heck with it. And, you know, and then the next thing we know, 5 years has gone by and we're in the same place. And then we beat up on ourselves, all of which is really not very useful behavior, except perhaps the going for the bike ride stuff.
Let's go for the useful stuff.
Let's go for the useful stuff. So what I'm going to do is ask you to look at those things that you had listed under finances,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to ask you a series of questions. And so for people who are listening, take a look at one of the areas that you have. Oh, you know what we want to do first? let's just, I'm going to, Allison already knows how to muscle test. I'm just going to ask her to muscle test herself. And if you do know how to muscle test yourself and are listening in, this is a good exercise. If you don't, you can get someone to muscle test you, or you can just get into a quiet meditative state and just ask yourself, is this really the best area for me to be working on right now? So do you want to just ask yourself, Allison, is this the best area for you to be working on, the financial area?
You want me to ask out loud or just quiet?
Yeah, just ask. Just do a quick muscle test. I'm getting that it is.
I'm getting that it is?
Yeah, and that doesn't surprise me. But I want people to just check in, because oftentimes we get the shoulds involved. You know, I should be doing this. Well, not really. You know, and as I said before, you have one area of your life going in a positive direction. The rest of them will move in that way as well. So don't be shoulding on yourself. So the financial area. Now, you talked about getting a 90-day cushion, which I'm assuming is not like a cushion that you're going to sit on, but rather the financial cushion.
Right.
And getting a savings plan going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That doesn't sound like much fun.
Well, it started.
Okay.
But it's just a matter of setting up automatically so that it just happens.
So that it just happens. And that's a really good point. Mm-hmm. When you don't have to think about things and they just happen in the background, then you don't have to worry about whether they're fun or not. So that's a possibility. Another thing that helps is finding a way to make it be on purpose, on path. In other words, fun and joyful for you. So why do you want to do that? Why do you want to set up a 90-day cushion, and why do you want to set up a savings plan?
A 90-day cushion I would like so that I'm not going month to month, and I can relax, and if I have the extra money set aside, I don't know what it does. It just relaxes me.
Okay. And so it brings you, like, peace of mind.
Yeah.
Okay, so you see how that's tying back now into the mind section.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Totally.
It gives you that peace of mind so that you can be calm about things.
Right, and if an emergency comes up, you can deal with it. It's not,
right.
It's not breaking the bank.
Okay.
And then savings plan is for longer term retirement.
Okay. Both of those things, I'm not hearing much excitement in your voice.
Well, who wants to go get old?
Well, it beats the alternative. We don't get a choice to stay young or to get younger. You know, choices are get older and retire or knock yourself off, you know. Personally, I'd rather you staying around. I have visions of you and I having great laughs when we're in our 80s and 90s.
Well, this is why we need a savings plan, so that we can, you know, go and do the fun things that we want to do when we're older.
Right. And I'm just going to let listeners know, Allison does work in two really interesting areas. One is in palliative care and in nursing homes and with older people who are, in fact, in the later parts of their lives. So she's got lots of experience of seeing what happens when people have taken care of themselves and haven't. And also she works in finances and helps people set up financial things. And so one of the reasons that you got involved with that was because you wanted to know for yourself.
That's exactly right.
And so you know, you've already taken some really good measures toward what you want. And so what I would like to suggest we do now, and I know you're going, oh, I want to get the goal, but what I'd like you to do is take a piece of paper, a blank piece of paper, and draw a set of stairs. So at the bottom left-hand corner would be the bottom, and at the top, sorry, the bottom right-hand corner, that'd be the other left, the bottom right-hand corner is the bottom of the steps, and the top left-hand corner is the top of the steps, and just draw a stair step. They don't have to be pretty. Just thunk, 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 thunk.
Okay.
Okay, so just draw that. And I'd like you then to put a line straight across that piece of paper,
sure.
Where, like, horizontally, where you think you are in your life right now. So if you were planning on, you know, checking out in the next couple of years, it'd be near the top of the page. If you're 17 years old, it'd be closer to the bottom of the page.
Okay. Maybe halfway up.
Almost, okay. Yeah, and that makes sense because you're 40-ish.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've got that line there, and that's where you are right now. What I'd like you to do is to label the top, the upper part of the page, where there is the biggest space, so that'll be on the right-hand side. I'd like you to label that dreams and goals.
Okay? Yep.
And right below that, on the same side of the page, but underneath the line, accomplishments. Okay, so that's underneath the line, so before this point in your life, and on the top side of the stairs. Okay?
Okay.
So So under accomplishments, one of the things that I'd like you to jot down there is that you took the financial planning course and all of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
Okay? So as you're jotting those kind of accomplishments down in the financial area, if you could just, you know, any that you feel comfortable saying out loud or make them generic enough that, you know, you don't have to say that you saved $71.33, but, you know, started a savings plan in November, it's, you know, it's growing nicely or whatever. And you can write down more specifics on yours.
Okay. I have a small investment started.
Okay.
Within the last couple of years, I've purchased a house.
Mm-hmm.
And a car. I don't know if these are accomplishments, more like liabilities.
Well, you see, and there's your little monkeys coming in, right?
Yeah.
And they are accomplishments because when you were 15 years old, you didn't have those things and you dreamt about those things. And so one of the things that happens is that we often reach a goal and then we just go, oh, it's not a big deal. Well, it is a big deal.
Right.
You know, ask someone who doesn't have a home. It is a big deal to own a home.
Yeah.
Ask someone who's has to take transit everywhere because they can't afford a car.
Yeah.
Okay? So that's one of the things we're going to work on is acknowledging the accomplishments. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm going to ask you to put a couple of those goals that you've got about the that you've jotted down on the above the line on that side under the dreams and goals.
A couple of future goals?
Yeah, a couple of the things that you had written down. So
on my six pieces of paper.
On, yes, exactly. On the original brainstorming list that you did. So you had things like the 90-day cushion.
Okay.
You had things like...
Increasing
your
savings.
Right, and making it be kind of automatic. Okay? So what we're doing is we're setting up the plus side of the ledger sheet first. Okay?
Right.
And putting the things that you want on the positive side, on the right-hand side of the paper, mm-hmm. above the line.
Mm-hmm.
So listeners that are listening in here, what we've done is I've asked Allison, just to recap, is to draw a set of stairs from the bottom of the page on the right-hand side to the top of the page on the left, and then put a line across about where she is in her life right now. And I'm having her write the accomplishments below the line but above the stairs, and the dreams and goals above the stairs and above the line being the age where she is right now. Okay? And one of the things that will happen when you do this is that you'll get those little monkey voices talking to you, as Allison just did, going, well, it's not that big a deal. You know, so I got a house, big deal. Well, I remember 4 or 5 years ago when we were having a conversation, you said, oh, I'd just like to have a house. Boy, if I could only have a house, that'd be great. Do you remember back then?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I suffer from the grass is greener syndrome.
Yeah. Well, there's a couple things that you can do around that, and that is, one of the things is go across the stair steps onto the bottom left-hand side of the page.
Right.
And I'd like you to put on that side, challenges overcome.
Mm-hmm.
So underneath the line, challenges overcome.
Okay.
All right. So there were lots of challenges that you had that you overcame in order to make that accomplishment of purchasing a house and getting a car a reality.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of those that you accomplished?
Well, moving over here
mm-hmm.
from Vancouver.
So you moved from a place that was very high, expensive place to live to a place that was a more affordable place to live.
Right.
Also more beautiful, I might add.
Yeah.
Although for those people listening in Vancouver, there's nothing wrong with Vancouver.
No.
But you've moved over to the island where it was more affordable, okay? And that was a challenge.
That's right. Finding work over here is certainly more challenging than in Vancouver.
But you've accomplished that.
Yeah.
Okay. So you've found...
Started new work in
mm-hmm.
financial services. Let's see.
You obviously had a conversation with your brother and said, do you want to, you know... put two of us together and accomplish this? Because I believe at that time he was also living in rental accommodation, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
And so either of you were unable to do it on your own, but together...
So I've got a business partnership with my brother.
Mm-hmm. And I remember when that happened, too, there was... it was a situation where a family friend's
mm-hmm.
elderly parent had passed away or something.
That's right.
And so you were open to the possibility and were able, like you had to move really quickly.
Yeah, pretty fast. Yeah.
It wasn't something that you could think about for months.
No. It wasn't like we were both, we both had it in our mind that we would like to have a place. We would like to have a more permanent place.
Mm-hmm.
And the situation presented itself.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided, well, this sounds like a brilliant idea. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. Was there some fear that you had to overcome in that?
I think it was the change.
Mm-hmm.
Because I had been with my employer in Vancouver for 10 years, and I hadn't really anticipated what a move, another move, would mean, changing health authority, losing my social circle also.
Mm-hmm. So there was some, so put those on the challenges overcome. Okay? Because at the time, those were all big challenges. And when you look at them now, you go, well, you know, I've got a new social circle. I've found some new work that I really like. I've made some new connections that have been really positive. And so what I'm building here is a bit of a grid that helps you with your goals, where you've got your dreams and your goals above the line and above the stairs, your accomplishments below the line because you've already had them done, and we're looking at the challenges that you've already overcome to get the accomplishments that you have. What I'd like you to do right now during the break, Allison, is I'm going to get you to jot in the line above the challenges that you see to your goal, so under the stair step and above that line. We'll be back after a short break. You're listening to What Do I Want Instead? And our topic today is Dreams to Reality, Goal Setting That Works. I'm Suze Casey.
Real Life Solutions. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Belief repatterning assists individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. Belief repatterning technique is an extremely effective and elegant method for releasing limiting beliefs and living your life on purpose with ease and grace. This technique is available to you in a number of ways designed to meet your personal learning style and circumstances. One-on-one consultations, in person and over the phone, business and life coaching packages, courses, seminars, and conferences, and CDs and books. Additional information regarding sessions, coaching, seminars, and course offerings is available on our website, www.beliefrepattering.com, or contact our office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time at 403-862-6483. BeliefRepattering.com, assisting individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. BeliefRepattering.com.
Hello?
Hi, Bill? This is George Dewey from up the street.
Oh, hey, George. How you doing?
Good, good. Say, I noticed you've been walking to work these days instead of driving, and I don't quite know how to say this,
But what?
But your butt. Your buttocks. Your butt. I think I found your butt on my front lawn. Have you recently lost it?
As a matter of fact, I have, George. It's about time someone noticed.
Well, it was kind of hard to miss, if you know what I mean. Anyways, would you like it back?
Would I like it back? No, not really.
So it's okay if I throw it out?
Sure, that's fine. Take it easy, George.
Small step number 8. Walk instead of driving whenever you can. It's just one of the many small steps you can take to help you become a healthier, well, you. Get started at www.smallstep.gov and take a small step to get healthy.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to What Do You Want Instead? With Suze Casey. If you're interested in joining our conversation with a question or comment, please call us 866-472-5792. Now, here's Suze.
Hi, and welcome back to What Do You Want Instead? Our topic today is Dreams to Reality, Goal Setting That Works, and we're working with Allison through a process of setting some financial goals. You know, resolution goals, plans, we all make them, and then they either happen or they don't. And when they do happen, as we discussed in the last segment, we often just sort of go, oh, well, that's normal, or everybody does that, or it's no big deal. And we kind of discount them. And if they don't happen, then we beat ourselves up and discount ourselves. And so we're putting ourselves in a lose-lose position. And that's probably one of the reasons that goal setting doesn't excite very many people. But what if you could take that goal setting and put it in a win-win situation? And that's what we're going to look at in this section right now. And Allison, this is going to help you come out of the fog place.
Excellent.
Okay, is that all right with you?
Oh, that'll be just dandy.
All right, so I've asked you to draw this stair step, put a line where you are in your life,
mm-hmm.
and on the bottom right-hand corner, list accomplishments relative to that area of your life.
Yep.
And on the bottom left-hand side, some of the challenges that you've overcome. And right before break, I really quickly asked you to look at some of the challenges that you see coming forward that are going to impact on the dream and goal, and to put those above the line. Now, there's a couple of things that you mentioned while we were chatting off-air, and that was that there's a piece of land that you want to go look at down island, and then it was, but...
Yeah.
Right? But I can't put an offer in because there's too many loose ends and I don't know what's going on and I'm not in a financial position to do it because things are tied up with my brother and we never find time to talk with each other and he's got his agenda and I've got mine, yada da 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 da, which is about the time that you put the pen down and go for a bike ride. Or go to the beach, right? So what we're going to do is that you've noticed that if you look at the picture that you've drawn, the challenges that you've overcome space is quite large. And the challenges yet to come above the line get smaller. Have you noticed that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What that's about is that it's a recognition of what you've already done toward this goal.
Mm-hmm.
The things that you already have in place, that you aren't in the same place where you were the last time you were in this situation. Because what happens when we come to a new goal, our minds go back to where we were 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 15 years ago when we did something like this.
Mm-hmm.
So the last time you bought a piece of property where you had this, loose ends. And look at all the loose ends you overcame. You overcame changing of jobs, moving several hundred miles, changing who you were living with, changing your social circle.
Mm-hmm.
You overcame a lot of challenges.
That's right.
Does it start to make like some of these other challenges look a little tinier?
Yeah, well, if I move again closer to home here, there won't be so many challenges, or there'll be different challenges. That's what I always say. I just don't want to make the same mistakes twice.
Exactly. And so when you look at those challenges that you've overcome and you see how that they have fed into the accomplishments,
mm-hmm.
by acknowledging those accomplishments and really being like proud of them in a good way, owning them, you know, I bought myself a house.
Yeah.
I got a car. I got myself in a solid, more solid financial place. I have some things that are assets to me that I wanted. Now I already know that amount of information that I'm going to move forward into my next dream.
Right. This is true. I think that this bottom right-hand corner needs to be colored with pencil crayons or something.
The challenges overcome or the accomplishment side?
Well, both.
Yeah. Because the challenges overcome, when you look at it and you go, oh, good on me. I mean, I remember when that was tough.
Yeah.
And it's not tough anymore. You know that you check that box. You can do that one.
Yeah.
Okay, so I want to go and just go to the challenges yet to come side. Part of it is it's getting smaller. Mm-hmm. Part of it is when you start looking at the challenges, what happens? Did you notice?
Oh, you start thinking about how to solve them.
Mm-hmm. And
what steps to take to
right.
deal.
And you can also, though, what I noticed what was happening is you started to wind into the and this, and da 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 da.
Oh, you mean you think of one thing and another, and it becomes a waterfall effect where one thing just jumps into another?
A domino, yeah. And it just keeps it up. Okay, now, as anything happens in one way, it will happen in the other way. So just like you get that tumble-down effect,
mm-hmm.
when you start thinking about the why you can't,
mm-hmm.
I'd encourage you to look at the why you can,
mm-hmm.
okay? So let's go back to that dreams and goals side. And the goal that you'd set was better savings plan and a 90-day cushion
mm-hmm.
and getting some things for retirement, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let's put some dreams in there. What would you like in your life relative to your living situation?
More nature around me.
Okay, so jot that down.
Yeah.
Surrounded by nature. And you may want to, you'd mention that you want to be close to water, or that you can see water or very close to it, that you've got lots of trees around. You don't mind looking at a neighbor's house, but you don't want to know what they're having for breakfast.
That's exactly right. And then, yeah, close to the water and some kind of animals around.
Mm-hmm.
A horse would be great.
You've always loved horses.
Oh, yeah.
As long as I've known you.
I know.
Okay, so put the horse there.
Got the horse.
Okay. So is this starting to make you feel more excited about your goal?
Mm-hmm.
Mm, this would be the why.
Yeah.
The why of the goal. And so what I would encourage you and listeners to do is to see how big that space is.
Yeah.
The above the line and on the right-hand side. Fill
yeah.
it up.
Yeah.
And just get very, very excited about that, because what you do when that happens is the reticular activator in your mind starts opening up and looking for things that fit the picture. Okay? And so I suspect that you've already opened it up a bit, because you said there's a piece of land down island.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay? And then you did a but. I can't go look at it. I can't do that, da 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 da. That would be the same as if you had 5 years ago said, there's a house in Comox or in Courtney or wherever on the island, but I can't do that because I live in Vancouver. Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you didn't do the why you couldn't. You did the why you could. So what I would encourage you and listeners to do is to fill up that dreams and goals page. And when you get a concept like, you know, maybe I ought to just, there's that piece of property down island. Go take a look at it. You might look at it and go, no, it needs to have more trees. And then what you're doing is giving a message to your own subconscious and your own reticular activator to be looking out for that. And you're also giving a message to the universe, higher power, God, whatever you deem to be, that this is what you're open to. The subconscious does not know the difference between what can happen and what can't happen. It just operates on messages given to it by the conscious mind. So if the conscious mind is going, I can see myself living on a piece of property like this or better. And you walk around a bit and you look at it and you think, oh, I'd put the house over there. It doesn't know the difference between that imagining. And it's quite a bit of fun. How does that sound?
That sounds great.
Now, one of the things that happens, though, is that people go, well, I want to do that because I don't want to get myself disappointed.
Well, that's true.
Okay. Is that a place that you go sometimes?
Yeah. It's safer to stay where you are. Because nothing ventured, nothing gained, nothing risked. You see?
Mm-hmm.
It's safe. And somewhere along the way, I opted for safe somewhere in myself. And I don't like it in myself, but I'm a bit afraid, I guess, I have to admit.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you want to clear around that?
Sure.
Okay. So what we're going to do is do a quick belief repatterning clearing here around that fear that's come up, because that is what's been blocking you from getting moving forward. And that's what's been causing the fuzzy thinking. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you like to do the muscle testing for yourself, or would you like me to?
Whatever works. I can...
Why don't I do it and you do it along with me?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, and it'll just speed the process up a little bit. Because
okay.
It's a little bit like listening to paint dry when you're on the radio, listening to people do clearing work, although it's quite fascinating. So we're going to just check in. Is it a fear that she's got? Yes. And do we need more information? I'm getting yes. So I'm going to go to the list that we have, the Pathways to Patterns book that has a list of all the things that block.
Mm-hmm.
Are we in the first part of the alphabet or the second? We're in the second, K-L-M-N-O-P-Q-R-S-T, page one, page two. For listeners, I'm just going through a list so that I can quickly identify what's going on with Allison in this. And we're going from the top of the page. How many? 1, 2. The word that's coming up is trapped.
Trapped.
Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Yeah. So safety is good, but sometimes it can trap you. And at the time, you needed something safe. So you've got something safe, but now that safe place is feeling a bit confining.
Right.
What's the opposite of that feeling?
Freedom.
Freedom? Yeah. Is it more than that? No. So it's freedom that you want. So on that dream side, can you please put freedom?
Okay.
And on the challenges yet to overcome, can you please put the feeling of being trapped? And on the accomplishments, underneath the line and above the stairs, put safe place. Because you've accomplished getting yourself a safe place. And you need to acknowledge that. Okay?
Okay.
Does this make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what we're going to do is walk through a real quick repatterning. Forgiveness, permission. You're at the permission stage. Good for you. Forgiveness is where we walk ourselves out of the victim place, and it sounds like you're not there.
Well, that's great. I'm It's not a great place to be there.
No, my thumb place.
I find that, you know, when I took the level one from you, when I'm doing my own clearing, I can get through to a certain point, and then I start getting really mixed messages.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening there is that the level one, the personal awareness, is exactly that. It's the awareness place.
Right.
And so you can come to the awareness and you can get to a certain point. The next course that you may want to look at is the level two course, which is conscious living, body, mind, soul. It helps you get at the underneath things that are going on.
Yeah, well, I'll put that on my
goals. And sometimes people find, too, that just coming back and revisiting the level one gives them a boost. And that's part of the thing that we absolutely encourage is for people to come back and at a very reduced price take the next level. So we're going to be out your way in Vancouver in June. And so
right.
If you wanted to join us the 9th and 10th, we're in Coquitlam doing the level one course. And so you could come back and join us for $100 for the 12-hour course. So that's
great. That's a great setup.
I'm really committed to helping people get their dreams and goals. So let's move here from this feeling trapped place. And you notice we're not saying, why are you trapped? Who's trapping you? How come you know, that part's just crazy making.
Yeah.
What you want is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
So I give myself permission to have freedom.
I give myself permission to have freedom.
I breathe it in and let it go. I give myself permission to be free and have safety at the same time.
Give myself permission to be free and have safety at the same time.
Okay, breathe in. Let it go. I recognize that what I created as safe before helped at the time.
I recognize that what I created before as safe helped at the time.
Okay, can you feel that moving a bit?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any monkeys arguing with you?
No.
Little voices in your head, they're all kind of going, oh, okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. I'm thinking, what next?
Okay, and what next is the question where we go to choice, which is the next stage.
Mm-hmm.
I choose to let go of that feeling of being trapped. It's in the way of my dream.
I choose to let go of the feeling of being trapped as it's in the way of my dream.
I choose to experience freedom and safety.
I choose to experience freedom and safety.
Okay, what's going through your mind now?
Choice.
Okay.
Room to move. Flexibility.
I'm free to have choice, flexibility, and room to move.
I'm free to have choice, flexibility, and room to move.
Okay, so would you say that where you're living now has created more choice, flexibility, and freedom to move than where you were before?
I don't know. It's the road I took this way. And
mm-hmm.
here I am. If
okay.
I had stayed where I was, I would have not a feeling of ownership. So in terms of stability and having my own power and my own financial motor under me, I'm in a much better place.
Great. Okay. So let's recognize that. So that's under the accomplishment side, right? I recognize I'm in a much better place in terms of ownership and stability.
I recognize I'm in a much better place in terms of ownership and stability.
Okay, breathe that in. I recognize I have more choices now than I did 5 years ago.
I recognize I have more choices now than I had 5 years ago.
Yeah? Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
What we'll do is we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we'll work with Allison to get that goal exactly what she wants. So she's so excited about it, she's on fire. You're listening to What Do You Want Instead? And our topic today is Dreams to Reality, Goal Setting That Works. We'll be right back after the break.
Helping you make informed decisions for your life. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
Belief repatterning assists individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs. Belief repatterning technique is an extremely effective and elegant method for releasing limiting beliefs and living your life on purpose with ease and grace. This technique is available to you in a number of ways designed to meet your personal learning style and circumstances. one-on-one consultations, in person and over the phone, business and life coaching packages, courses, seminars, and conferences, and CDs and books. Additional information regarding sessions, coaching, seminars, and course offerings is available on our website, www.beliefrepattering.com, or contact our office Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 p.m. Mountain Time at 403-862-6483, beliefrepattering.com, assisting individuals to release limitations, visualize a joyful and loving life, and create self-empowering beliefs, beliefrepattering.com.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Welcome back to What Do You Want Instead? With Suze Casey. If you're interested in joining our conversation with a question or comment, please call us 866-472-5792. Now, here's Suze.
Hi, and welcome back to What Do You Want Instead? My guest is Allison, and we're walking through a goal-setting process with her. And before the break, we'd started doing a little bit of repatterning. And during the break, Allison shared with me that it's good, but then what happens is that she starts to do negative thinking and sabotage herself. And I would say that that's a really common challenge that happens to people. So I'd like you to put that on that challenges to overcome side.
Okay.
How do you generally get through that?
I just end up feeling overwhelmed.
Okay. And so you're overwhelmed, and how do you get through it?
I'll distract myself.
Okay, by?
If I go, I used to go and exercise.
Okay.
Go have a workout, a good cardio, makes me feel better, and then I can
think clearly again.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so I'm going to get you to write cardio down on your accomplishment side, exercise, cardio, because what you're doing is you're on that accomplishment side, you're building up the things that are going to help you get through
mm-hmm.
when those times happen, because they happen to all of us.
Mm-hmm.
They even happen to me. And I know how to do this. I help other people do this all the time, and when I get myself in that place, I go, okay,
well,
where are my accomplishments? What do I already know that I can bring forward to this that will help? And if you've got those things written down as well, and you've acknowledged them, then you can think of them.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't have them written down and you haven't acknowledged your accomplishments, when you're in that place, it's like nothing's good, nothing's right, and you get overwhelmed. But if you can go back and go, okay, look, I've already done these things, and I overcame these challenges before. So I now have, and this is where the stair steps come in, I now have what I need to lift me up over this next challenge.
That's right.
Okay, does that make sense?
It makes very good sense.
Okay, so I'd encourage you to keep working on that accomplishment side and the challenges that you've already overcome, because it's really important to stop and go, yeah, I did this. Good on me. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And when you do that when you're in a neutral or a good headspace, then when you're in that other headspace, all you have to remind yourself is to get this piece of paper out.
Well, that's right. And sometimes if you're feeling lousy, you can talk yourself out of it until you do feel good.
Mm-hmm. And if you've gone and looked at that piece of property, maybe taken a picture of it and put it nearby on that dreams and goals side,
mm-hmm.
then you go, right, okay, this is it. And if your monkey says, the inside voices say things like, you're never going to have that, you can say, I remember 5 years ago when I thought I was never going to own a house, and I do now, so there.
That's right. Take that, monkey.
I remember, you know, a year ago where I was really concerned about job and career and money coming in, and now I've got three or four things happening, and I'm enjoying all of them, learning new things from different places. That's, you know, so you've walked through some of those things and acknowledging and giving yourself credos for doing that. And that's part of the thing. So let's get this goal set here.
Okay.
We were at the point of moving from feeling trapped to feeling freedom.
Mm-hmm.
When your little monkeys came in and tried to drag you back into the trap. Did you notice that? That subconscious mind, all those monkeys are, Allison, it's the voice of your subconscious reminding you of decisions that you've already made beforehand.
Okay.
And so just like with a small child that you care about or a person, a friend that you care about, that you would say, I know we made that decision last week, but it hasn't been working so well, so let's make a new decision.
Right.
That's the kind of conversation to have with the monkeys. And most of us decide that they are the voice of truth. They aren't. They're just a voice of what you've decided before, and it's a good thing. It's like reminding you made this decision before, and you go, does that work? Yes, no. And that's where your choice and your empowerment comes from. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I am free to create a freedom in my life around where I live.
I'm free to create a freedom in my life around where I live.
Okay, breathe in. And we're going to go to affirmation here and reinforce that. I've already done a lot in that direction.
I've already done a lot in that direction.
And it feels good.
And it feels good.
Okay, breathe that in. All right. What are your monkeys saying now?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing. I was looking out at the tree and thinking of the improvements that I can make here in order to move me along to my next place.
Great. And one of the things that you said when we were off air was that maybe you need to go get a bike.
Mm-hmm.
Now, doesn't that sound more fun?
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you see how getting a bike might get you closer to the goal of freedom?
Mm-hmm.
Because you feel free when you're on the bike.
Right.
Which is why you weren't really distracting yourself. Your body was going, this is how I want to feel.
That's right. That's right.
So give yourself permission to feel that way when you're sitting in the chair looking out at the tree and imagine that that tree is on the property in the new place that you're going to be living in.
Mm-hmm.
Because the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference. Okay?
Okay.
So we've clarified your goal a little bit. We've given you a couple of skills to help you look at what you've done before, and we're getting really close to closing time. So I just wanted to ask if you have any questions about sort of what happens next.
Well, I've got a long list of things to work on here.
And you have a list of things to play on.
A play on story. You're absolutely right.
It looks a little bit more fun, doesn't it?
I think I'd like to do a reprogramming to make sure my positives come out of my mouth rather than my negatives.
Okay. Well, the repatterning that we can do, you know, you've done the level one, so you can do some on your own. And, of course, you know that I'm always available to do one-on-ones. I do them on the phone or in person. And to help you work through this, I also offer a six-session package for people where what we just did is one of the sessions. But there are six stages of the process that help people get through and realize their goals, whether those be personal goals or business goals or whatever.
Oh, wonderful.
One of the things I'd also like to suggest for you, Allison, and we will talk more following the program here, but next week my guest will be Mike Dooley, and his work is fabulous. He has a series of CDs called Infinite Possibilities, and he's really good at helping people open up their mind to the possible. And so I would encourage listeners to go take a look at his website. It's www.tut.com.
Oh.
Sign up for the Adventurers Club there because he sends you a really uplifting message every day about possibilities and creating things.
Oh, I remember you telling me about this fella before, or the Tut. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
That'll be exciting to listen to him on your program.
Great. Well, thanks for joining me. I really appreciate it. And
well, thank you so much.
It's about building up the things that are possible and letting your dreams become a reality, because you can see that the things that are below that line, below the where you are right now, that are accomplishments, at one point in your life, were dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And one point in life were the ones that the monkeys started arguing about that you couldn't have.
Well, I think that making a fun little project out of this and just doing this from time to time with the coloring pencils can be quite a fun thing.
Well, and obviously you're pretty visual in your learning that you want the coloring pencils. Some people are more kinesthetic. They like to go and, you know, go beyond the piece of property, walk around, go, you know, be by the lake. But what's interesting, it doesn't matter how you learn, this technique will help move the reticular activator, which is what helps you focus on things, to what you want instead, and to be focused on the things that you want, and pretty soon the things that have been holding you back become those, oh, well, it's not a big deal anymore, like you'd said earlier. So I really appreciate you joining us today, Allison. Thank you so much, and I wish you all the best in this, and I'm looking forward to coming out and joining you on that fabulous piece of property.
That will be great. Thank you.
You take good care. And to our listeners, please do join us next week when my guest will be Mike Dooley, and we look at infinite possibilities and creating the life that you deserve and desire. Until then, I'm Suze Casey, and you're listening to What Do You Want Instead? We're on www.voiceamerica.com, helpstoryvoiceamerica.com, as well as Seventh Wave Network. I'm Suze Casey, and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you for joining. What do you want instead? Next Thursday, Suze Casey will be back with more thought-provoking discussions to support you in creating conversations of possibilities. Continue honoring and in yourself. To contact Suze, beliefrepattering.com.